Welcome to Pert 7 of Scotland's ain kingly hooses. In this pert, we hear about the kings of Scots between 1214 and 1286. Alessandra II, 1214 to 1249. Born 24th of August 1198 at Haydentoun in East Lothian, Alessandra II was the son of William I and Ermengarda of Beaumont. He was made king at Scoon, 6th December 1214, aged 16. Full of fushin and ploys, and etlin to set richt the wrangs that England had done to his father. He wasna lang king, though, when Kennet Heathson and Donal Bain MacWhelum tried to hodgon with the rising of Gothred. But the Lords of Ross focht for Alessandra, and the rising was defeat in Murray in 1215, and Donal heed it. The kingly callant now turned his een on England. King Alessandra socht the old shires of Cumberland and Northumberland, and thocht to gie the Ingles king a guid pakin, be making common cause with rebel barons of England and the King of France. Through the winter of 1215-1216, John of England invaded Lothian and brunt as he gaed. Alessandra marched his army sooth the length of Dover, the furthest a Scots army ever gaed in England, and jined with King Louis of France, but often changed when John deed and Louis gaed hame. The Scots king had na muckle to shaw for his warslin, but peace was made in 1221. Though in same year, on 19th of June at York, Alessandra was married on Jean Plantagenet, daughter of King John of England and Isabel of Angoulême. Born in December 1213, Jean was 15 years younger than Alessandra, and the marriage was meant to keep the peace, but it seems Jean was never ower fond of Scotland. The peace made was a fikey ane, because the King of England, Jean's brother Henry, was aye on nettles over Scotland's links with France. Deed, who was feared of Scotland's freestone and mocht. In 1232, the twa sides fell out over land claims, but agreed by the Treaty of York in September 1237 that Alessandra would gie up his old claims to the Norland Shires of England for estates in the north worth £200 a year. The border between England and Scotland, as we ken it nowadays, was mostly settled as an outcome of this treaty. Queen Jean died bairnless on the 4th of March 1238, while on a visit to London, and Alessandra looked new to France for a new wife. At Roxburgh, on the 14th of May 1239, the king was married on Mary of Coucy, daughter of Ingram, 3rd Baron of Coucy, and Mary of Montmorel. Yens mair, the King of England took a fleg, jalousing that France and Scotland was a war to make alliance again them. In 1242, the Bissett and Cumming families fell out over a murder, and when a Kern Bissetts fled to England, Henry used this to put his neb in. But Alessandra wouldn't thole this, and by 1242 the twa kings had drawn up armies by the border. Neither side was wanting a weir, and peace was allowed to break out. For the lave of his ring, Alessandra was at peace with the Southron, though he was nae sapsy. That the king could be a fell chiel was weel seen in his dealings with the Caithness men in 1222. Adam, Bishop of Caithness, had angered the folk by heezing up the teens they'd to pay, and he didn't get along with Errol John either. While the bishop was at Hackrig, a hantle Caithness folk fun him, look at him in his hoose, and brunt it doon about him. The news had the king beeling, and he led an army north. Yince he won at Caithness, it is said Alessandra had the horns and feet haggit aff echty men that had been at the murder, libbit their sons, and flung their wives aff their lands. His ain man, Gilbert of Murray, was new made Bishop of Caithness, and the Pape wrote to the king, gieing his blessing to the treatment of sick gallous men. The king was for lang fashed, though, with the lords and small kings that bored at his kinrick, and whiles fank at him with the kings of England and Norowa. In Alessandr's een, their cheels was o' him their allegiance, and richly belanged the kinrick of Scotland. In particular, the lords of Galloway and the kings of Man and the Waster Isles left him thocht it. Atween 1200 and 1234, Olin Rowlandson rang as Lord of Galloway, and his cousin Duncan Gilbertson was Lord of Carrick. Both lords dealt with England and the lords of Ulster and Man, and both had muckle fleets of galleys that King Alessandr thought should be under his say. In the years 1221 to 22, Alessandr gat Lord Olin gie ships, taking men from Lothian and Galloway to serve in his army. The king was felling twa dugs with A. Bain, and making the Lord of Galloway serve him in a jaunt round Kintyre and other parts of Argyll, where he daunted the men of the earth and took oaths of lealty. Here in Argyll, the offspring of King Somerled held the croon of the causey, and paid homage to the Forawa King of Norawa when it suited them. The three he'd maist kinrids was the MacDougalls, the MacRorys, and the MacDonalds, that rang in their own earths as Rian, or kings. The cultural springheed of their folk was pert Gaelic and pert Norse, and for this cause they were kent in Gaelic as Galgael, or in Scots, the Fremit Gaels. Deed, it was the Norse kings of Man that ruled over the islands of Lewis and Skye. The Norse lead, cried Norn in Scots, was as weel kent in the islands as Gaelic in they days. It was about now that King Alessandr started granting out Norman-style charters to folk in Argyll, to draw them into his ain girth and big up a folion for making his claims on the West. In 1226, Randall, King of Man, had a cast out with his brother, Ollie the Black of Skye. Ollie clocked man for his cell, but he was an ill-natured and dayless ticket. So King Acho of Norawa appointed Gillespie to be king instead in 1230, and Gillespie licht it on Kintyre and Bute. His men siege at the castle of Rossie, held by the family of the Heich Stuart, but Gillespie was hurt it to the death. When Ollie the Black, holding the kingship of Man, died in 1237, his son Harald followed him as king. Harald swithered between Norawa and Scotland. Earlier, in 1234, Olin of Galloway had died in awe, leaving three daughters. The Galloway men didn't want the lordship pertit and broken up between the daughters, but when King Alessandr judged the lands to Olin's three gidsons, the Galloway chiels rose up again the king's men. The Earl of Ross was sent in to break the rising and peacify the land. With the lordship under the king's ain men, and its fleet of galleys at his command, the king set about his ploys for the Waster Isles and Man. At first, he sent offers to Norawa for to buy the Norse king out. King Acho was he and nane it. Seeking to uphod his mocht thereawa, King Acho knew back at Gillespie's nevy Ewan MacDougall and Ewan's cousin Dougal MacRory as kings in the West. Sign, Alessandr big up his fleet and made to daunt in Argyll and the Isles in the summers of 1248 and 1249. In the second of the years, Alessandr sailed up the Firth of Lorne at the head of his army, in his potestator, when all of a sudden he took a smit, indeed with a fever, on the island of Carrera for Nen Oban on the 8th of July. He was 50 years old and was buried at Melrose Abbey. The king's widow, Queen Dowry of Mary, seen him out by a number of years, and would marry in 1257 on John Brienne, King of Acre and Constable of France. Alessandr the Third, 1249 to 1286. Born on the 4th September 1241 at Roxburgh, Alessandr was the heir-bairn of Alessandr II and Mary of Cussy. Alessandr was made king at Scone on 13th July 1249, aged 8. Because there were now a bairn on the throne, the nobles of Scotland warzled with yin another. Yin party was for alliance with England, and was heeded by all in the Durward, while another was again England in Merthyr, France, and was heeded by Walter Cummin, Earl of Menteith. To keep the peace, their twa held poor together with a giant council, and to keep the peace with England, they agreed to marry their king on Margaret Plantagenet. Born on the 29th September 1240 at Windsor, she was the daughter of Henry III of England and Eleanor of Provence. The wedding was held at York on the 26th of December 1251, and the Ingles king, delusing he could take a lend of the laddie king, broached up the idea that Alessandra should pay homage for Scotland. The 10-year-old king told his new godfather that he had come into England and couldn't speak an insect hard questions athoot his recht counsellors. Henry let the mater drap, but the first inlet he got, he put his neb in. In 1252, the Cummins turned Durward out for the council. This was followed in 1255 with another change when Durward came back and weeched the Bearn King and Queen of War. A council of 15 lords, wailed by the King of England, on the grounds of protecting his daughter and godson, brak the Cummins grup. The rule of Kearns, Ding Dang, made for Shugley government and Drumley politics, just as the King of England wanted it, for he dreaded a strang Scotland making common cause with France. In 1257, the Cummins took the crown of the cause of Ian Smair. Walter, Earl of Menteith, died in 1258, but was followed as head of the kindred by Alessandra Cummin, Earl of Buchan. The Cummins held poor, and contacted the mocht of Henry of England till Alessandra was Aldenuch in 1259, and even made alliance with Llewellyn, Prince of Wales. No long after, when King Alessandra came of age, he took in hands the darg his father had started, the conquest of the Waster Hielands and Isles. Ewan MacDougall, the Ree of Argyll, had a cast out with King Acho of Norawa, and in 1255 came over to King Alessandra. But his cousin, Dougal MacRory, was again the Scots king. Trouble was stirred up between the islanders and Alessandra's subjects, and in 1262 he turned a blind eye when Walter Stewart, Earl of Menteith, lichted on Arran, and Willem, Earl of Ross, invaded Skye. Thir ondings a weir broached a fleet heeded by King Acho of Norawa in the summer of 1263. Earl Manus of Orkney was sweared to Jane, and mony lords was feared to loup yin way or another. Acho sailed down the west, was jined by Dougal MacRory, but had to kidnap Ewan MacDougall. Alessandra Cod Canny sent out ambassadors and gathered his army together. The Norse king broached his fleet toward the coast of Ayrshire, but the affy blouster that racket his ships gart Acho land at Lergs on the 2nd of October. As the Norse came ashore, the Scots army under Alessandra the Stuart bick at the Minuch that Acho took the schooner and turned back. The Norse hadn't been bait, but no lang after King Acho took no wheel on the way north, indeed in Orkney. King Alessandra had the smedum now to set his een on the Isle of Man. But Manus Olleson, its king, now ran up to the Scots athoot a fecht, and gave his allegiance to the Scots king instead. In 1264, the Scots army, under the earls of Buchan and Mar, and all in the Durward, gaed to the islands to daunting its switherers. It was new that the new king of Norawa, Manus, sought peace. In July 1266, the Norse agreed to a treaty at Perth. The hale of the Waster Isles would now belong Scotland for a payment of 4,000 merks and a yearly payment of 100 merks. All them that didn't want to bide could leave the Isles with their goods and gear, but Obdi that stayed ahin had to become leal to the King of Scots. For no one, there would be no mere kings of the Isles, or say Alessandra jaloused. Instead, the heeds of the kindreds would be cried lords by the Scots croon. By the time that Alessandra died, all his subjects was classed as Scots, regardless of what leads they spake, or what background they had sprung fae, because they all belonged to the Regnum Scotiae, or Kinric of Scotland. Alessandre had gotten along weel eneugh with England, but Queen Margaret, his Suthran wife, died on the 26th of February 1275 at Cooper Castle in Fife, and was buried in Dunfermline Abbey. Her brother, Edward Langshanks, was new King of England. And in 1278, when Alessandre paid a visit, the Gallus Edward made it clear he thought of himself as our Lord of Scotland. But Alessandre was cute eneugh for ony Suthran claims. The 1280s brought a number of dowie deaths that threw the kingship into question. Alessandre's younger son Dovit died in 1281. His daughter Queen Margaret, the wife of King Eric of Norroy, died in 1283, but war, his son and apparent heir, Prince Alessandre, though married in 1282 on Margaret of Flanders, died without heirs in 1284. This was followed with the death of the king's mother, Mary of Cussy, either the same year or in 1285, and she was buried in New Battle Abbey. The counsel of the nobles was that the king should take another wife. At Jethert in the Borders, on the 14th October 1285, he was married on Yolandia Drow, daughter of Robert IV, Count of Drow, and Beatrice, Countess of Montford, Le Omery. On the night of the 19th of March 1286, again the advice of a wheen folk, King Alessandre left Embra and rode over to Fife, heading for King Horn, where Queen Yolande was for the time. The weather was gousty and snow-smoored, and the king tint his way. In the murk, his stuttering horse threw him over the sea breeze, and he was fun the next morning, no far for King Horn, with his neck broken. Sign he was ta'en and buried doon at Dunfermline. It micht be that with hinsicht, folk regards Alessandre's kingship as a gowden time, looking to what came after him. But he did gie Scotland peace in ale and breed, in his day.